Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Jody Olean has spent several years traveling from state to state to tell the story of modern agriculture. Clint Mefford has more.
She has spoken to several groups and organizations about the importance of not just bridging the gap from farm to fork, but connecting the consumer to the producer's brand.
So making connections with your brand, it's really all about understanding what your audience loves. And if I'm a cattle producer and I want to think about what people love about me, a couple of things at top of the list is ground beef and a good old steak. Anytime that I can bring up a delicious steak on a plate, some ground beef that I know I can consistently trust that it's safe, that it's delicious, all of those things are really going to resonate with me as a consumer.
Olean says the way producers are connecting to consumers is changing and moving toward a more digital focus.
There's many ways producers can reach out to consumers. Digital is an enormous, enormous machine that we're just beginning to harness. Using digital media, and that means social media, that means any kind of outreach you have on a website, or maybe using other influencers, bloggers, chefs, people that already have this large digital influence. If we can use them to connect from the pasture to the plate, we need to be doing that. So really think about, who do you know? Whether, you know, is there a representative in your county that you can get to know better? Maybe introduce him to the beef that really makes his plate what it is. Is there a social media channel that you can start? There's millions of ways that we can make an impact.
Olean shares some tips for building a platform to engage consumers.
A few ways to get started on digital is really keeping the audience that you want to target in mind. That is the most important. So before you create anything, think about, hey, who am I making this for? Who's going to enjoy this? What are things that they already enjoy? And how can I weave that in to the platform that I'm building? So I share these great ranch and farm stories, but I also share some really fun stuff that people can connect with right off the bat.
For the American Angus Association, I'm Clint Mefford.
President Donald Trump and European Union leaders announced they've agreed to work toward zero tariffs and zero subsidies on a wide range of non-automobile goods. The sides will also work to resolve U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum, which are hitting the European markets hard. In a news conference this week, the president said the EU has agreed to buy a lot of soybeans and increase imports of natural gas from the U.S. Stay right there. There is much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead.